welcome to another week of Spirit in the Morning. My name is Gary Zimak, and I am thrilled to be with you here today. Let's begin with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for bringing us to the beginning of another day. We ask you to strengthen us, to help us as we go through the day today. May everything we do bring glory to your name. Father, we ask you to help us with our problems, with our difficulties, whatever we're struggling with. We hand it over to you. We ask for your assistance. And Father, we thank you above all for the gift of your Son, Jesus, who came to earth to live with us, to suffer, to die, and to rise from the dead so that the gates of heaven may be open. We ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today on the program. We have got an excellent show. First up is going to be Father Jim Sitchko, who is a He's got a very interesting story. He's a diocesan priest from Lexington, Kentucky, who is also a full-time traveling Catholic evangelist. So I can't wait to have Father Jim on the show. And one of our regular guests, Danielle Bean, will be back here to continue her discussion of the great book, You're Worth It. Speaking of great guests and great friends and great people, I am joined, as always, by my sidekick, Mr. Dave Parker.
Thank you, Gary.
And
for the
one
kind
and only
Good morning.
Director of Operations, Frank Eliason.
Good morning.
How are
Good
you?
Good morning.
Gentlemen.
How does Monday get here so fast?
I don't know. It just seems to happen.
Because the weekend flies.
That's right.
It's a blur.
How was everyone's weekend, Mr. Parker?
Mine was very good. Very restful from my trip. But I got some stuff done. Very nice.
Do you find that traveling, I mean, certainly you were in South Korea, so that's an extreme example. But I find that traveling really wears me out, just flying in general.
Yes, absolutely.
Even if it you're does. Not, I mean, you did a lot of walking on the trip, but even if you're not walking.
Yeah. It's so exciting because it's a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see all these different venues and shrines and what have you. And it's exciting, but that takes a lot of energy. And at the end of the day, you go to sleep fast.
Yeah.
I never do any of that when I travel because I travel for business all the time. Yeah. And I'm always worn out.
but you don't sleep well when you travel,
no,
right?
I never sleep well when I travel. There's something about not being at home.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
yeah.
I wind up getting a couple hours sleep a night, and, you know, by the time I get home,
well,
I'm just worn out.
Yeah.
This was not business. It was, for me, it was going to see my son, Ryan, and I had my wife with me. I missed my dog, Jackson.
How did Jackson make out when you were gone for so long?
He loved it.
He did, really? He said, go back. Take your time.
What are you doing home so fast?
My dogs, go home. Take them to the kennel. They absolutely just love it. You can get pictures all the time on Facebook from them doing all kinds of crazy stuff and happy as can be. Then I swear they I go to pick them up and they're just like, go away. I have nothing to do with you.
Well, he made friends. We had him stay with a wonderful family. Thank you, Jen and family. Jen is a vet tech, and I didn't want to keep him in kind of the standard pen kind of thing where he's cooped up. So they stepped up at the last minute, and we took him in. And then they had a dog named Bo, named Mr. Bohannon. So at first, we had to get them two males, and usually that could be dangerous. I mean, but they were little guys, and they got along well. And Jackson misses Bo. So. I want to do a play date. I'm even thinking about play dates. Yes, Barbara, I am.
Wow.
Man. No, she knows.
Where do we go from here?
I don't know. Well, thanks for asking. Well, but yes, again, the whole thing we departure was mine was pleasure. And when I've traveled in the past, when I was in the military, and so yeah, it's wearing. Going to a hotel, putting up for 2-3 days, whatever, whether it's a conference or whatever the meeting was, it can be wearing. And I missed home. Yeah.
It can be. It can be. And next week, that reminds me, I will be in San Diego. I'm speaking in San Diego.
Yeah, rough life.
Yeah. On Wednesday, I'm heading out there.
There's certain places that are worth traveling to.
We were talking about that before the show started. One of my favorite cities, San Diego, California. Beautiful, beautiful there. And I want to mention that on, what is it, Wednesday, the 17th of May, when I'm in San Diego, I'm going to be on Catholic Answers Live, live in the studio. So I think they do a Facebook Live broadcast.
Yeah.
So you guys can see me if you want.
All right, yeah.
So that's
going to
be
awesome. We'll miss you. But I was going to say, I mean, you know, we kid about, you know, you're on mission, but you're doing God's work, and it does take you to some very beautiful venues.
It does, but travel is tough. I mean, no matter where you go, the coast-to-coast, I love San Diego, but the coast-to-coast trips are, for me, they're brutal.
Oh, any long-distance travel. You know, when you have time differences, you know, if you go, you know, at the West Coast, if you go to Asia, if you go anywhere, there's a lengthy time difference. It can be extraordinarily tough.
But traveling is a great thing sometimes. Great to see
It's kind of amazing
places.
That we can even do that.
Isn't
if
it?
You think about it.
I was just going to say, we're blessed to be able to do that.
True.
Yeah, how many weeks would it have taken 100 years ago or 200 years ago?
That's right.
A slow boat.
Exactly.
You know, that's a really good point, because when we think about, for instance, I was praying the rosary on the way up to the station today, and one of the mysteries, joyful mysteries, is the visitation. When Mary, the Blessed Mother, went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, that was a long journey. I think it's estimated that was a 7-day journey, and she wasn't going by car, and she was pregnant. I mean, it was not easy.
Wow.
But you're right, we take travel for granted.
With all this stuff going on with the airlines, and I definitely, in my day job, fault a lot of the airlines and what they do from a customer experience perspective. But that all being said, it's still quite amazing to me that you can get from here to California in 5 hours.
Right.
You can get here to Europe in 5 hours or less. You know, it's quite amazing that you could be able to do that in this day and age, and like be able to, you know, see the sights of the world.
Can I say one thing? One thing when we were talking about one morning at breakfast was, remember the old Concorde, which is now no longer flying to Europe? They need one to go to Asia. similar type. Supersonic transport.
They could use that. Last time I went to Asia, I took a direct flight from Newark to Singapore, and it was, I believe, a 20-hour flight.
Oh.
Yes.
Although I will say this, Singapore Air, what an experience. We landed, I didn't want to get off that plane.
Since you shouted them out, Korean Air was phenomenal. Yeah, likewise, they know how to do it.
Yeah.
All right, I don't have an airline to shout out. How about the gospel? Does gospel work? Sorry to break in.
Just this once.
Okay, thank you.
It's our love fest.
But I do want to talk about the gospel, because yesterday was Good Shepherd Sunday, and we heard about such an important message. Jesus is our shepherd. We're the sheep. We're supposed to follow him. A lot of times we don't. Today's gospel follows immediately the gospel we heard yesterday, continuation of the theme of the Good Shepherd. Mm-hmm. It's John chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. Jesus said, "I am the Good Shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father." Guys, lots of good messages in this gospel. Mm-hmm. The first one being that Jesus voluntarily laid down his life for us.
Yes.
And not just for the three of us in this room, but for atheists, for murderers in prison, for all kinds of people.
For all faiths, not just, you know, it's not just for
all
Catholics.
All humankind.
For all humankind. And you know, we have, they're all part of his flock in many ways. And I think that that's something we sometimes fail to remember.
Yes, and that's why it's so important to hear a message like this and to look at the people in our lives, the people who we will meet today, and ask ourselves, what am I going to do to somehow draw them closer to Jesus? That doesn't mean we have to pull out our Bible in the supermarket, but it means maybe we can hold the door for somebody, have a nice word. We don't know what anybody is going through, what they're suffering from, and that kind word might make all the difference.
Yeah, and we're still in the Easter season. And like yesterday at Mass, the gospel reading, as you alluded to, this was a continuation of the Easter message, the I Am message, I have risen. And the story of the resurrection, which is so powerful.
Well, we have to find it in our lives, but we have to find it in ways that understand that we're, you know, just as much a sinner as that atheist may be, or as that other person may be. We're all equal in the eyes of the Lord, and you know, ultimately, we have to make sure we understand that and live it, and live His message in everything we do. Yeah. And sometimes His message. It's not that easy. Believe it or not, it's much easier to judge someone than it is to be merciful.
Of course it is,
It's so much easier to basically point those fingers. You know, and so, but that harder road is where a lot of His message comes from.
Absolutely.
And His life was that harder road.
Yes.
Yeah, and it is easier, and judging people sometimes makes me feel better about myself. That's not the way to do it. But sometimes if I judge you, Frank, and I say, well, you know, I'm a better guy than Frank, I start to feel good about myself, but I shouldn't be comparing myself to you or Dave. Yeah. I should be comparing myself to Christ, and then all of a sudden, it's a whole new ball game. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, I've been giving that a lot of thought. I really have. I'm going to another country, and I mean, just thoughts like that would come up, and like, who am I? I mean, I keep getting this message, like, who are you to judge? You know, and oh, yes, thank you, God. Thanks for the reminder.
But that's why it's great to be able to hear a gospel message like this and to remind ourselves that Christ loves us so much that He laid down His life for us. Are we willing to share in His mission and to love others enough to really not necessarily give up our lives in a physical sense, but to in a figurative sense, to give up my life to help other people? What can I do to make the world a better place for other people? Right? That's what we try to do here on the program, and that's what we all have to do in our daily lives each day. Speaking of that, when we come back from the break, we'll be joined by Father Jim Sitchko, who travels around the country spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. You don't want to miss his story. We'll be right back.
Franciscan Media Saint of the Day for May 8th. Today we celebrate Saint Peter of Tarentaise. There are two men named Peter of Tarentaise who lived one century apart. The one we honor today is the younger Peter, born in France in the early part of the 12th century. The other Peter became Pope Innocent V. This Peter became a Cistercian monk and eventually served as abbot. In 1142, he was named Archbishop of Tarentaise, replacing a bishop who had been deposed because of corruption. Peter tackled his new assignment with vigor. He brought reform into his diocese, replaced lax clergy, and reached out to the poor. He visited all parts of his mountainous diocese on a regular basis. After about a decade as bishop, Peter disappeared for a year, and lived quietly as a lay brother at an abbey in Switzerland. When he was found out, the reluctant bishop was persuaded to return to his post. He again focused many of his energies on the poor. Peter died in 1175 on his way home from an unsuccessful papal assignment to reconcile the kings of France and England. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Summers and Zims. Summers and Zims provides quality service in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and refrigeration. They are proud to serve Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. They also serve southern and eastern Lancaster County. Summers and Zim's telephone number is 610-593-5129, and their website is sumzim.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
That's Dana Catherine with My Savior in Me. I'm Gary Zimak, and you are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I love that song. Love the message of that song. It's kind of like what we were talking about before we went to the break. Are people able to see Jesus in me? It's a very challenging message. My next guest is someone who I find it very easy to see Jesus through his work. I've been a big fan of him. I follow him on Twitter. And I wanted to have him on the show for a long time. I'm really glad this could come about. Father Jim Sitchko, he's a full-time preacher, he's an evangelist, and he's a motivational speaker based in the Diocese of Lexington, Kentucky. He joins us now. Father Jim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Father, I'm a big fan of your work.
Thank you. I'm very, very pleased to be able to be with you this morning to share God's message this morning and also to just have this opportunity. So thank you very much.
Father, it's somewhat unusual for a diocesan priest to be a full-time traveling evangelist, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and I'm very grateful to my bishop, who is a Franciscan friar, a newly ordained bishop, just now going on to his third year, and he had seen this gift within me and believed that this would be a unique opportunity. And so for this, for 18 years, I've been traveling around and being a pastor of the parish for 12 years. And then after that, it started to get a little too much, and he saw the gift and said, why don't you do this full time?
Father,
and one of the unique factors is that when he shared that, I shared with him that I want to do what, just like the missionaries of Jesus, time. I won't take a salary. I won't take a living expense. Wow. I raise all that myself and within the diocesan guidelines. And I just believe, I go town to town, state to state, nation to nation, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ and rely on the goodness of the people. And I'll tell you, our people are great.
Father, what I like about your message is your message is challenging, and I follow you on Twitter, and I've seen it's real, it's challenging, and you are very good at helping your followers, and I'm sure you do this as you speak as well, to encounter Christ. He's real, and I think as Catholics, we need to get better at recognizing the fact that Jesus is, he wants to be our friend. I mean, he's our Savior, but he's real, and we can have a personal friendship with Jesus Christ.
You're exactly right. And the first thing that we have to realize is that you're not going to be able to recognize Jesus Christ in others until you truly recognize him in yourself.
Wow.
Okay? And you also have to open your mind and your heart and your ears to believe that Jesus makes himself present to you every day. We receive him in the Eucharist. As we receive him in the Eucharist, we're sent forth what? To bring him to others, but also to allow him to come to us. Okay? So a quick story, okay?
Yeah, sure.
So when I travel on the airplane all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I will text various people. I'll connect to Wi-Fi through those Wi-Fi companies, and I'll sometimes just text benefactors of mine. And recently, I was flying to Pennsylvania. There was a benefactor in Kansas City. I texted the person, and I said, look, I'm praying for you today. Check out God's love for you, you know?
Wow.
And I said, I'm on my way to Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And they wrote me back. They're in Kansas City. They said, we're in Pittsburgh. our nephew is suffering from liver cancer, 19 years old, and they told me where he was, and I said, all right. But when I landed, now, I really felt Christ within me saying, go visit that child, you know, go visit that young man.
Okay.
But I also had a speaking engagement.
Right.
So I didn't know what to do, but I followed my heart instead of following my mind. And as I went, I was rushing there because I knew I had a speaking engagement. I got pulled over by the cop, by the state trooper.
Yeah.
The trooper came to me. He asked me where I was going, why I was traveling so fast. I told him. I said, I'm going to see this young man named Randall. He's 19 years old. He's dying of liver cancer. And after he looked at me, stunningly, he said, that's my younger brother.
Oh my goodness.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. What an amazing...
Now, to me, that was an encounter with Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
That was an encounter with the Holy Spirit. But I also had to be open to that. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then in turn, I have to be able to share that. Yeah. So Christ makes himself known to us all of the time in everyday situations. And I'm not talking situations that are always happy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about situations that are always pleasant. We have to find Christ in all things. And we have to be able to then connect that and then to share that and spread that. Mm.
Father, how do we get better at that? You felt this prompting that you should do a certain thing. And, you know, there are so many times I get a feeling I should do this, and I brush it off. I'm too busy. I have things to do. And oftentimes that could be the Holy Spirit telling me to do something. How do I get better at discerning? Is it the Holy Spirit or is it just me?
That's a great question. And the great word is we have to trust. Okay?
Okay.
And I break down trust this way. T-R-U-S-T. You're not going to be able to recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit or the voice of God unless you trust. And how do you do that? You spend time with God.
Oh.
You spend time with God in prayer. You spend time in God keeping your mouth quiet and keeping your ears open.
Mm-hmm.
You spend time in God. And as you spend time in God, you form a relationship with God. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And how does a relationship work? It's give and take. It's reading the Word of God. It's obeying the Word of God. It's living the Word of God. It's not the 10 suggestions. It's the 10 commandments.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So you have time, relationship, and then guess what? As that relationship evolves, you then have a greater understanding of God.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't have a great understanding of God because why? They don't know God.
Mm.
They expect God never promised us everything we wanted. God promised us everything we need, and there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And from that understanding comes something I think very difficult, especially for those of us in the United States,
mm-hmm.
and that is we've got to submit. We've got to surrender.
Yeah.
We've got to let go and let God, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's T-R-U-S, and then the final T in trust is, guess what? You just got to try it. You got to try it out.
I like that.
You know? And I'll tell you something. If we're going to be people of faith, if we're going to be people of trust, then guess what? We've got to be able to risk.
Mm.
We've got to get out of the boat of our comfort zone, and we've got to trust.
Mm. Mm.
You know? It's what evangelization is all about.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the key thing.
That sounds so simple. It's a challenge, Father. Right? It sounds so. That's a brilliant way to put it, Father. Believe it or not, we are just about out of time. I have a minute left. Father, I know you're extremely busy. I would love to get you back on sometime again.
I'd love it.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you. Father, two things. Number one, where can we find you online if we maybe want to invite you to speak or find out about your resources, your book, your work? What's the best place online?
Sure. So first, go to my website. It's FRJIMS.
Right.
FatherJims.com.
Okay.
You can find out all about me and the book Among Friends and where I'll be speaking. And I'll be up near your area in New Jersey, I think this in October or September. But I would always love to be present. Just go up FRJIMS.com
mm-hmm.
and look and invite me to come. I'd love to be there. I think it's a great opportunity in spreading the word of God.
Wonderful. And we will have that linked at our website, spiritinthemorning.com. Father Jim Sitchko, thank you so much for joining us. All right.
Great. God bless.
You too. God bless you. Father Jim Sitchko, when we come back, Danielle Bean will be here. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. President Donald Trump is hoping that a federal appeals court will approve his revised travel ban that targets six Muslim-majority countries. Attorneys for the Justice Department will defend Trump's immigration executive order before the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals today. It's the first time an appeals court will hear arguments on the revised travel ban, which was issued back in March. French voters elected as president Emmanuel Macron, who espouses a stronger EU and a tough line in negotiations on Britain's exit from the bloc. But if champagne corks were popping in Brussels, they need to beware of the hangover. Brexit negotiations could go horribly wrong. Italian elections could see an anti-euro movement become the biggest party. Greek finances could wreck the value of the euro. And despite support for Macron across the continent, he remains a political novice, untested on European issues. And the world's oldest standing army now has 40 new members after a Vatican Swiss Guard swearing-in ceremony this weekend. Each man took a loyalty oath Saturday evening in a ritual-rich ceremony in the San Damaso courtyard of the Apostolic Palace. The May 6th date commemorates the day in 1527 when 147 guardsmen died while protecting Pope Clement VII during the sack of Rome. Earlier on Saturday, Pope Francis told the guards they're called to another sacrifice no less arduous, serving the power of faith. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Hi, this is Maggie Sweet, Regional Coordinator of the Lehigh Valley Silent No More Awareness Campaign, inviting you to join us, Lehigh Valley Pro-Life Future, special screening of the film Because of Gracia. This film is produced by Jason Jones. Prior to the film, you will meet Jason along with the star Chris Mosaglia, as well as Andy Chaffee, attorney and pro-life activist. Join us Thursday, May 11th at 6 p.m. at St. Elizabeth Parish Center, Whitehall, Pennsylvania. Visit prolifefuture.org.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. A lot of people look forward to retirement, but Madeline Scotto wasn't one of them. After graduating from Brooklyn St. Ephraim's Elementary School in 1928, she went on to become a math teacher there. And she was still working as the Math Bee coach in 2014 at age 100. Ironically, most of Miss Scotto's children retired before she did. So why did she remain active? She told WCBS Radio, "I think helping others really is what made me able to be the person I am at 100. I never look forward to the day that I'll retire because there will always be something that I can do. When you're helping others, you're helping yourself." Miss Scotto died at the age of 101. But her legacy and example won't soon be forgotten. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You're listening to Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning
with Gary Zimak.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies. If you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison-shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. There's a better life. You got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker. Receive it. If you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it,
was Chainbreaker by Zach Williams. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Let's take a quick look at the weather forecast for the greater Philadelphia area. Right now, the current temperature at the Philadelphia International Airport is 43 degrees. Today, we'll have increasing clouds with a high near 61. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 42. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 63. At the moment, in Willow Grove, it's 42 degrees. In Honeybrook, it's 37 degrees. And in Quakertown, it is 36 degrees. Danielle Bean is the publisher and editor-in-chief of the Catholic Digest. She's the creator and host of The Gist, which is a weekly Catholic women's television talk show. She is the author of the book, You're Worth It. Change the way you feel about yourself by discovering how Jesus feels about you. She's a regular guest on the program, and she is here with us on this Monday. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. How are you, Gary?
I am doing great. I'm excited to talk about the woman who was suffering from a hemorrhage for 12 years who had the belief that Jesus could heal her. Great story, Danielle.
Isn't it? I'm still, you know, we get used to these stories because we hear them over and over again, but I think it's so helpful to read them on our own outside of the readings at Mass and really reflect on them and put ourselves in the place of the people that Jesus is interacting with. Mm-hmm. And this woman is a wonderful example of an opportunity to do that and think to yourself, do I have that kind of faith where if I think, you know, do I have that kind of faith in God, in God's goodness, that kind of trust in his providence for me, that if I just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed? I think it's such a beautiful example that the woman sets for us in this gospel story.
It really is. And Danielle, you cover this story in your book, You're Worth It. And just let me read the gospel passage, and we'll talk more about it, because it's such a powerful story, and it's worth me covering again. Let's just read it. Mark chapter 5, verses 25 through 28. And there was a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years and who had suffered much under many physicians and spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. She heard the reports about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if I touch even his garments, I shall be made well. Danielle, if we're in her position, it's incredibly easy to become hopeless.
Absolutely. I mean, think about that, especially in a time where a woman who was bleeding was considered unclean. She would have been socially outcast over 17 years, not to mention the physical and the health problems that she was suffering as a result of this bleeding. That, you know, this is a woman who suffered so greatly. And, you know, I think of the different ways that I might suffer. I might get a cold or, you know, have some sort of injury or something that's bothering me at work. And it's easy, even in those tiny little discomforts, to feel despairing. Mm-hmm. And those aren't things that are going on day after day and, you know, year after year. And yet, in spite of that kind of suffering, this woman's faith was great. And that's why our Lord turned to her and said, your faith has healed you. Mm-hmm. Because he knew the greatness of that faith. And, you know, something that stands out to me about the gospel stories is Jesus is walking around frustrated all the time because he has to remind people over and over again, don't be afraid, just trust, and, you know, and have faith. And yet here finally was a great example of faith. And so our Lord really rewarded that faith. It's a beautiful story.
It is. And Danielle, I know for a fact that we have people listening who are struggling financially, who are struggling with health issues, who are struggling with relationship issues, who are very lonely. So many problems that they're facing right now. And I think a lot of times we become either maybe hesitant to bother God about our problems, or maybe we don't want to ask him because we feel, well, you know what, this is hopeless. I've been at this for so many years and I see no hope. What can we learn from the story of the woman at the well? What if, not the woman at the well, the woman with the hemorrhage. What if my faith is weak? What if I feel that God can't do it? How do I get beyond that?
Right. I think that this story is inspiring for people who might be feeling despairing in that way, because when we do despair that way, and we all do, we all have times where we feel it's hopeless. And so when we do that, we're putting human limitations on God.
Right.
You know, I think sometimes even in my own prayer life, I think to myself, oh, I'm not going to bother God with that thing, you know, or I'm not going to bring him this that's bothering me because, it's a petty thing. And maybe you do need to sort out the sorts of things that you want to pray about. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, Our God is a loving God, a personal God. He says he has the hairs on our heads counted. Do you think he doesn't care about what's keeping you up at night?
Wow.
What's bothering you? What's keeping you sad and depressed?
Mm-hmm. It,
you know, he's a personal God, and he loves us deeply, intimately, personally, both as fully human and fully God. And that's kind of love that we can't even fathom. And yet in our human limitations, we sometimes put those kinds of limits on God, that it's hopeless, he can't do it. He can do anything. God is outside of time, and he's outside of place, and he can accomplish anything inside of your life. So putting those kinds of limitations on him, it's only going to lead to further despair on your part. I think what we see in this story is a beautiful example of a woman who didn't give in to despair and had such great trust in God's goodness and his mercy and his generosity, mm-hmm. and that great faith was rewarded.
And I think, I mean, tell me what you think about this, but I think when we come to those situations that almost feel hopeless, I think a lot of times the solution is to just ask for what you need anyway. It doesn't matter how you feel. Take a page out of mm-hmm. this woman's book and just do it. Just say, Lord, I know this looks hopeless to me. I'm not feeling particularly good about it, but I know you can do all things. I might not feel it at the moment, but just go ahead and do mm-hmm. it. Just go ahead and ask. Wouldn't you think that would be effective?
Absolutely. I think that is great advice. And, it's important to remember how much our God loves us
right.
and how deeply and personally he loves us and how much he cares about the things that we care about. That, you know, if you have no other prayer, then bring him the prayer of the fact that you don't know what to pray. You know, bring him the prayer that you feel hopeless, that you feel despairing. Tell him you're not into it and you're not feeling it. And
right.
tell him you're frustrated. The same way you would to somebody who, in your own life, a person who loves you and cares about you. The same way that you would, vent to somebody like that. Bring those feelings of hopelessness and despair to God. Some of the most moving prayer times I've had in my life have been when I haven't said a word because I haven't got a word to say.
Yep.
You know, when I've been deeply disappointed or deeply frustrated or deeply sorrowing or grieving over something, those are the times when I go and I sit in God's presence and bring him my woundedness, bring him, my hurts, and he heals them with his presence. Just sit in his presence if you have nothing else to say. You don't need to say great, eloquent words. Jesus didn't say, come to me and speak great words. He said, come to
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Danielle, I speak a lot, as you know, about overcoming anxiety. One of the things that makes people anxious is when they read a story like this and they see a woman rewarded for her great faith and they realize that, you know what, my faith isn't that strong. I'm in trouble. What do we do if we feel that we don't have this kind of faith? How can we increase our faith? Is that something we can do by ourselves or is that something the Lord has to help us with?
Right, for sure. It's not something we're going to do by ourselves. And sometimes that's a great consolation to remember.
Right.
Because when we feel hopeless, when we feel despairing, when we look at our own inner messes and we feel discouraged, that it's not us who does anything. You know, the great things that God accomplishes through other people are things that God is accomplishing through
right.
them.
Right.
And he can accomplish them through you, too. And
yeah.
so, when we see our own messes, when we see our own dirt and our own inner turmoil and weakness, it's easy to get discouraged, but God sees all of that too. He knows you deeply. He knows you in and out better than you know yourself, and he's not discouraged. He's calling to you anyway.
Mm.
He sees your dignity and your worth even inside of your mess, and he's calling to you anyway. He's not discouraged by your mess. So it's important to remember that, it's sometimes tempting to get discouraged or feel despairing about
right.
our own weakness,
right.
but God isn't doing that.
Danielle, let's talk a little bit while we I guess have a couple minutes left about your Worth It retreats. Are you still holding those?
I am. Yeah, they've been really well received. It's a message
right.
that women really need to hear.
Right.
First of all, I think it's a really popular idea because women want a day retreat. It's hard
mm-hmm.
to get away for more than one day, and this is a nice way that women can get away for, a good chunk of a day, and it can really impact your life that way. So you really do feel that you get away, but it doesn't cost a whole weekend from you. And then on top of that, it's a message that women really are deeply hungry to hear, and it's a very basic message of Jesus' love for them. And Jesus' unique love for women and the ways in which we can know that by getting together with other women and looking at the gospel stories where Jesus interacts with women and what we can know about God's love for women from those stories. It's really a beautiful experience to come together with other women and focus on those things.
And Danielle, if women in the greater Philadelphia area would like to invite you to lead this retreat at their parish, where would be the best place to go?
They can go to daniellebean.com /retreat and get all the information there. There's a form, an easy form to fill out to get all the details and find out a lot more about how the retreat works.
And we can purchase copies of You're Worth It at daniellebean.com as well?
That's correct. Yes, I'd love it if you checked out the book, because the retreat is really based on themes in the book.
Great.
So if you like the book, you'll love the retreat.
Danielle, thank you so much for joining us once again. I'm loving the book. These are such great examples that we all need to hear these examples. These were real stories of Jesus encountering women in the Gospels, and it reminds us that he can do all things, and he wants to be part of our lives.
Absolutely. I totally agree, Gary. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Danielle Bean, thank you for joining us. She is a regular guest on the program. You can find out more about her book and the You're Worth It retreat by going to daniellebean.com. Great story, great reminder. So if you are struggling with something in your life, you might have a situation that seems hopeless, look at this story of the woman who was suffering with a hemorrhage for 12 years, went to many doctors, they took all of her money, she didn't get better, she got worse. She had faith that if she could just touch the hem of the garment of Jesus, she could be healed. He can do that for you as well. When we come back, it's going to be time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Love is what we come here for. This is why we stay.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by the Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition. Their mission is to provide financial support to area crisis pregnancy homes and centers and educate the community regarding sanctity of life issues from conception until natural death.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit. Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Felt safe. I got some money in my pocket, shoes on my feet. In my own little world, population me. I try to stay awake during Sunday morning church. I throw a 20 in the plate, but I never give till it hurts. And I turn off the news when I don't like what I see. It's easy to do when it's population me. What if there's a bigger picture? What if I'm missing out? What if there's a greater purpose? I could be living right now. Outside my own little world. Ooh. Stopped at a red light, looked out my window. Cardboard signs that help this homeless widow. And just above that sign was the face of a human. I thought to myself, God, what have I been doing? I'm helping hands and open doors. Put your light in my eyes and let me see that my own little world is not about me. What if there's a bigger picture? What if I'm missing out? What if there's a greater purpose that I could be living right now? I don't want to miss what matters. I want to be reaching out. Show me the greater purpose so I can start living right now. Outside my own little world. Ooh, my own little world. Yeah, yeah. My own little world. Ooh.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I am Gary Zimak. That was Matthew West with My Own Little World. The time right now is 7:51. Let's do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Each day I take a look at one verse from my book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. If you want to find more information about the book or maybe invite me to speak at your parish, visit my website, followingthetruth.com. Let's look at a very familiar verse today. These words of Jesus are words that we have all heard and we struggle with them, I think, on a daily basis. Matthew 7:7, Jesus said this, "Ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you." Dave Parker, Frank Eliasson.
That's my favorite.
I have asked for things in my life.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't get them.
Mm-hmm.
Was Jesus a liar?
No.
What's the deal?
Right? You weren't ready for it.
Right?
Was it, I think. And that's what, when I've asked for things and I never got, I didn't get it in the time that I thought I should get it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think most people can relate to that. Yeah.
But we struggle with that.
We struggle with that. Like,
Frank, sometimes the answer is no, too.
Sometimes, right? The answer is no. Sometimes we're being selfish in many ways.
Yes.
You know, and yeah. So, you know, there's a lot that goes along to it. What do we learn? What do we need to take in and be open to hearing those messages?
Mm-hmm.
The challenge to it is we're not always open to those messages.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just say, is no. And we go, yeah, you know, I needed this.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the answer may be to learn something from it.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, if we, a lot of us know these words, these were from the Sermon on the Mount. If we look at what Jesus said after that, he talks about what father mm-hmm. would give your child something that is bad for them.
Mm-hmm.
So what mm-hmm. he said, I mean, we've got to take this in context, and he's not just saying, ask for anything you want, you're going to get it. He's not going to give us anything that is harmful to us.
But exactly.
Sometimes we don't know what's best for us.
That's right.
Sometimes that job that pays twice as much money as we're making now, maybe that's going to hurt our family life, or maybe that's going to make us greedy and less dependent on the Lord. We just don't know sometimes.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. It might take us away from him, and he doesn't want that, you know. So, spot on.
It's a painful lesson, but one I think that we all really need to understand. Father Jim Sitchko talked about you have to get to know the Lord. You have to enter into that relationship with him before you're able to understand that, okay, sometimes maybe this thing is not good for me.
And if I can bring in even our Friday guest, great guest, Dan Burke. I mean, he is so contemplative in a way, but he, you know, there's so much richness in every passage, in this one especially. We need to discern it and just pray about it.
That's
and be quiet and let God talk to us.
Be quiet is great words there, and sometimes one of the hardest things to do.
Especially in radio.
I would suggest being quiet and listen and hear what is being said to you.
Absolutely.
But we're not always good at hearing things. We're not always good at hearing the person across from us, let alone God.
Yeah. Remember, there's listening and hearing, too.
Yes.
Yeah, we can break it down, but yes, absolutely. Good points, Frank.
So again, that Be Not Afraid Bible verse, Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. The words of Jesus, don't forget them. Frank, I think you have some.
I want to give a quick shout out. Monsignor William O'Donnell just yesterday celebrated 65 years in the priesthood. So Monsignor O'Donnell, you hear him on Tuesdays on Word of God at 11 o'clock with Janet Napoli. 65 years
years in the priesthood. Mm. I'm not even certain I've been able to last at a job more than 5 years. 65 years. And what a special person to have, you know, with the station, but also, you know, serving so many different areas of the church over the years.
He has blessed so many different people by his work throughout those 65 years.
Oh, and has some credible stories from it.
And he has a great sense of humor. What a guy. He was born to do that. What a calling.
Yes.
Monsignor, congratulations. So I don't want to, I'm not closing it off, but I mean, I've known him for 4 years, and what a trooper. He gets in here for the show,
loves to come
regardless of the weather or the traffic patterns going on, coming to Doylestown. He's awesome.
Yeah, you know, he ultimately has taught so many people in school, in his time in the priesthood. You know, it's just so, so special to have him part of it, and so very grateful for them, very grateful to have had the chance to get to know him. And so congratulations on that celebration yesterday, Monsignor Donnell. And thank you for everything you've done for us.
Most definitely. Dave and Frank, it's been a great show. I can't believe we're just about out of time. Tomorrow on this show, Dr. John Bergsman will continue his series on Bible basics for Catholics, something that we all can benefit from. And Dr. Greg Popchak will be here for part two of his series on the book, The Beatitudes, How to Be a Better Dad. Let's close things out with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O God, perfect light of the blessed, by whose gift we celebrate the Paschal mysteries on earth, bring us, we pray, to rejoice in the full measure of your grace for ages unending. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Dave, you have something?
Well, I was going to say, if I can add on to Monsignor O'Donnell, we have a little chapel up here, and it's special. It's so special. When I was first here, and they said, do you want to stay for Mass? Monsignor's going to do Mass after the show. And I said, yeah, of course. And it's so special. It's a very small chapel, but what a blessing to have a chapel in a radio station, you know, named
sure
Holy
is.
Spirit Radio. And he celebrates Mass. You know, from time to time.
And at times has taken us out to lunch. And like just to have that time with him is what makes it so special.
Very special. Monsignor O'Donnell, congratulations. It's a great blessing to have you in our lives. And it's a great blessing to have you as a listener to this program. If you have any comments about the show, you can always email me at gary@holyspiritradio.org. We're very grateful that you're willing to start your day with us. We have fun doing the show. We hope you have fun listening to the program as well. And if you have any ideas for guests that we should maybe have on, for themes that we should do, again, email me at gary@holyspiritradio.org. We do have some of those coming up. We'll tell you more about those later on this week. We have at least two planned for June. So we're going on the road again, Mr. Parker.
All right. Yes, I'm ready. Don't have to worry about snow.
That's right. It's always nice when we don't have to worry about snow. I hope you have a wonderful day. Whatever you do, remember that, you know, the Lord is with you. He's with you wherever you go, whatever you do. You might have to look for him, though. Make sure you look for him. And once you realize that he's involved in your daily life, you know what I always tell you? Turn around and say hi. Thanks again for listening. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.